Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, Victorian builders are currently pushing for councils to extend hours on construction sites, meaning, well, building could start far earlier than it currently does. Rebecca Casson is the Chief Executive Officer of Master Builders Victoria. Rebecca, you're going to have a lot of people listening right now not so keen on that proposal.
Yes, good morning to you all, and we understand that it might not be for everyone. The reality is, though, that you know the social distancing, physical distancing, and the hygiene measures are actually causing builders to be very delayed in their work, and it's not clear yet who's actually going to pay for that. So we certainly want to extend hours to get workers onto site earlier. It's not necessarily meaning that loud noise is going to start earlier, more that we just need to get workers onto site earlier and quicker.
What's the current restrictions? Is it 7 o'clock? Is that the time that builders can start their work? Or is it varied?
Well, each municipality varies in terms of local laws. What we're actually asking is, though, for workers to be allowed to start to get onto sites around 6 o'clock, primarily because it does take time to get workers in, and with physical distancing, of course, if they're on a vertical construction site, it actually takes longer to get workers up in lifts and hoists. So we would like, you know, workers to be there available earlier.
That's all fine if it's just sort of transport around a building site. But honestly, if it's, you know, generally speaking, we can't really expect that from 6 o'clock builders would necessarily be able to keep things quiet, as you say. Is that a bit of a false hope?
No, I don't think so. Builders are very used to working within regulations and the rules. And, you know, our builders care deeply about the community. And we have to remember that the building and construction industry has kept operating and kept our community and our economy afloat for the last 2 or 3 months. And the building and construction industry accounts for over 45% of our state's tax revenue. So let's be really clear here. If building construction stops or can't proceed at a rate that is productive, then there'll be more people out of work. And there's a dwindling amount of building construction work potentially on the horizon. And ABS data shows that for every $1 invested in housing construction produces $3 worth of economic activity. And so we must ensure that building construction can continue. However, we do recognise that the community might be concerned about that. But if you think about finishing trades such as painting and you know other trades that are relatively quiet, those sorts of things can be done without disturbing the community very much.
But does it require a change in regulations for a painter to turn up at a house, you know, at whatever time they want?
We're largely looking at commercial sites and larger, bigger residential sites. And so in some municipalities, yes, there would need to be amendments to local laws to allow builders and other tradespeople to do that. But in other municipalities, they actually don't have local laws. We've had some really great responses so far from many councils. For example, the City of Melbourne was an early adopter, and they've actually waived fees and streamlined their application processes and really welcomed building construction in the City of Melbourne. There are other councils as well that recognise that building construction is so important to their community, such as Wyndham Council and the City of Greater Geelong have all followed that move, and we really congratulate them and commend them on that approach.
You make a strong case, Rebecca Casson. Let's see what the listeners think. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Rebecca Casson, the Chief Executive Officer of Master Builders Victoria.